Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play.
Robots Radio presents...
The Elder Scrolls Lorecast!
Welcome to the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, a place where the Elder Scrolls community can come together to discuss the boundaries of our knowledge about the universe of the Elder Scrolls.
Welcome, adventurers, to the QuakeCon 2021 Elder Scrolls Lorecast Quiz Show. I am the host of the Elder Scrolls Lorecast, Tom, or Robots, I go by either, and we're excited to bring you this very special episode where I will be testing the lore and game knowledge of two of our experts. Now, please feel free to play along and see if you can beat them yourself. So let's get started and welcome our contestants. Our first contestant you may recognize from the Tales of Tamriel podcast and as a regular Elder Scrolls Lorecast co-host of mine. Everyone loves to watch him punish himself as he attempts to play through all of the Elder Scrolls games on his Twitch channel. Welcome to Lotus of Doom. How's it going, buddy?
Things are well. I appreciate the term expert. That seems quite generous to start the show. So,
hey, man, you previously won one of my quiz shows on my stream.
I did.
You did.
This is going to require lightning to strike twice. So it's or bar down to land twice. Something like that.
I thought those questions were pretty tough. So I think you got a good chance here. Also, we have our second contestant. This is a fellow podcaster from the Robots Radio Network, host of Written in Uncertainty and another lore expert. And some have dubbed him the professor. Welcome to our good friend from across the pond, Aramithius.
Thank you, Robots. Good to be here. And I think the professor is actually all your fault. I think that is entirely your moniker that other people have picked up.
Oh no. Did I do that?
Quite possibly. Well, oh. I'm blaming you anyway. So I'm not complaining.
Yeah, there you go.
It's all outrageous over credentialing. So
yeah.
Hey, it's
and it's
fun.
Canon now.
Anything canon? Wait, we just talked about this.
No. don't get me started on that one. You will be here for a while.
So today we're not doing a regular Elder Scrolls Lorecast kind of show where we discuss a topic. Instead, we are doing a game show, and our contestants will be keeping track of their own scores as we go. We've got three different rounds, and feel free to keep track of your own points at home to see if you can beat them. So in round one, we will be starting off with 10 questions, and each of the questions is a number answer. So I want you guys to, on a sheet of paper or whiteboard or whatever, you're going to be jotting down the number of your answer, and make sure no Googling. If you Google stuff, you're right out. You're just automatically disqualified, and then the show ends, which is a total bummer for everybody.
So, actually. No Googling.
What a dramatic end to the show.
I was going to say, I would try and hold my hands up and show that, but I can't write if I do that.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ask the question. You're both going to have a moment to write down an answer. You're going to have to pick an answer fairly quickly. You're only going to get a few seconds, and then when I say reveal them, you're both going to hold up your answers. Now, if you get the answer exactly right, you get 100 points. If you get the answer closer to right than the other contestant, then you get 100 points. And it's going to be like Price is Right rules, where it's closest to the number without going over. All right? So I guess you could wager one for all of them if you wanted to. $1. All right, here we go. Question number one. How many letters are in Dovahkiin? When you spell the word Dovahkiin, how many letters do you get? We'll give you just a few seconds. Think about how that might be spelled. All right. Ready to go? Give me a thumbs up when you're good.
Oh yeah, all right.
That'll work. All right, go ahead and show them. Reveal them.
So I said 12.
9.
12 and 9. The correct answer is 9.
Yep,
it's 9. There you go.
Dover is 5, Keen is 9.
That's
Keen
right.
is 4, brother. Yeah.
Keen is 4, yeah, because there's two eyes in Keen, Dova Keen. Yes, so 10 points to Aramith, or I'm sorry, 100 points to Aramith.
100 points.
100 points. We could just make them like a million points each. If we, yeah, we do whatever we want.
As long as they're the same amount consistently, does it really matter how many points?
It really
yes, it makes the maths. It makes the maths harder in the end.
It's true. We'll need to do a number crunch at the end.
All right, so question number two. How many zones are there currently in Elder Scrolls Online?
Including DLCs, I'm assuming?
Every playable zone.
Woof.
Again, some of these are more lore questions, some of them are more game questions, and some of them will be from different games as well, so... Give them a moment to think through it. I see Lotus of Doom is like thinking through the map in his head. He's going, okay, if I go here, and then I go to this one, and I go to this one, and I go over here. Travel over here, go there. I know both of you play this game and like to go visit all the different locations, collect all the lore books.
Just for clarity's sake, it's not really going to change my answer because I've got to need to ballpark this. Mm-hmm. You're not counting like the island off the coast of Southern Elsewhere as
visit it, and you have to travel from one map location to another map location. So, for example, Strahd's Mackay is a very small zone, but it's a zone, right?
It's a zone. Okay. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Okay. That might.
So, yes, Kanarthi's Roost does count. I think Kanarthi's that's the one you're thinking
about. Yeah, zone. Yeah. That would be a different one. Okay.
Yep.
Interesting. All right.
Because it's a completely separate map location. And if you were to play through the game and you had to like choose, like, I'm going to do everything in this zone, it would have different count numbers to the nearest large zone that you're in.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Whoa. Yeah, there's a top. Ooh, boy.
Yeah.
It's those little ones that are going to get tricky.
Somebody watching this right now is yelling at their computer screen or their phone screen. They're like, it's clearly this many.
It's obviously, yeah.
Duh.
Well, but you can work out a ballpark because you have X number per alliance from the base game, but then you need to just be able to count all the DLCs on top
it's
of that.
It's the DLCs that are screwing with yeah. me. So mm-hmm. I'm mm-hmm. saying 24.
All right. So Lotus says 24.
22.
22. Okay. Here's the actual answer. Get this. 38.
Holy wow, there's a lot more small zones than I was not considering.
Yes, so Lotus, you get 100 points. Okay, so we've got Auradon, Grotwood, Greenshade, Kanarthi's Roost, Malabal Tor, Reaper's March, Alakir Desert, Vankarai, Betnik, Glenumbra, Rivenspire, Stormhaven, Strahd's Mackay, Balforan, Bleakrock Isle, Dashan, Eastmarch, The Rift, Shadowfen, Stonefalls, Cold Harbor, Craglorn, Cyrodiil, Imperial City, that's another one, Artium, Blackreach, the Greymoor Caverns, Blackreach, the Arcthazond Caverns. Those are their own zones. Northern Elsewhere, Somerset, Vardenfell, Western Skyrim, Clockwork City, Gold Coast, Hughesbane, Mirkmire, the Reach, Southern Elsewhere, and Hrothgar.
Yeah, my maths totally went off anything that wasn't on the base surface of Tamriel map for whatever reason. I'm angry about that.
Yeah.
I considered Cold Harbor, but then once it's like, Greymoor Caverns is like, Blackreach Caverns in the Greymoor chapter, that was so separated because you had to go through the different areas. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Yep. 38. Holy moly.
That's a lot of locations. Okay. Noted.
Yep. All right. Question number three. I think this is tied up. You both have 100 points. How many years did Tiber Septim rule as emperor? How many did he rule as emperor? This isn't like lifespan. This is years ruled as emperor.
These questions
are hard. This is why we're doing closest.
Me realize that closest I need to do research before every episode.
This is why the closest answer wins. All right, put down an answer.
All right,
you ready?
Sure.
All right, show them.
About.
I went with 40.
35.
81.
Okay.
Hang on, he was...
81. This is according to the UESP. I pulled all of these answers from the UESP. So if you have any problems, then go talk to our buddies over there and yell at them.
Does it count as cheating that I'm actually using UESP branded notepad?
If it's magically enchanted somehow, then yes.
Wow. Yeah, because hang on, what's the maths with that? Because he was 108 when he died, according to the Octarian Heresy. But I don't think we ever had a birth date, did we?
That's a good question. That's a good. We're gonna have to dig into this in a future episode.
I want to do an episode on this. What was it? You said 81.
81 years.
81 years. Oof. Oh no, sugar. It's in Brief History of the Empire or something. It's got to be.
Yeah, I think it was something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't put a link here to where I pulled that. That if I should have done that for all the answers.
Even though technically I get the points for that, I was so far off. I felt undeserving.
You get half the points because you were only like halfway there. You get a percentage of the points. That's how it should work. All right, question number four. Before ESO's launch, there was a closed beta. What date did signups start? Month, day, year.
Month, day, year.
This is going back in time because Elder Scrolls Online started ways back at this point.
I wasn't in this either. I played my friend's version that he was in it. So I'm trying to remember when did I even test that?
Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't in it either. I picked it up on release. Mm. All right. Questions down?
All right. Yeah, it's my best guess. Sure.
All right. You ready?
I'm changing my month quickly.
Okay.
I have no faith in my memory.
All right. That's fine. I'm right there with you.
Hold on. Wait. Let's do this front. What year? Oh, okay. Let's start with the year. What year was it?
Year? 2013.
2013?
2013.
Okay,
yes.
2013. What month?
I went with March.
October. It was January.
Even earlier than that. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So January, spring for some reason.
January 22nd.
January 22nd. Yeah. All right. I had March 16th.
Yeah. So you're closest. Yeah.
I scrubbed.
Both went over.
But I went over. Though.
You both went over.
Yeah. I technically was after. So it would go to Eremethius.
Yeah. Because I knew.
Eremethius was after too, though. He was the same year, just in October.
Oh, you were. Oh, yeah. I was thinking you were in the pre. That's right.
So
I,
no
I'm
points.
Like,
no points for this one.
Yeah, so we just all fail.
Can you imagine that? That was 8 years ago.
Wow.
1.5 years ago.
Wow. That's, man, this game's...
Don't say things like that. That makes me feel old.
Yeah, I feel myself withering away as you say that.
All right, question number five. What was the last year of the first era? The final year of the first era. 1E what? Lotus is like, stupid lore question. Why isn't this question about how to stab somebody in Redguard?
You almost dropped. You almost dropped a clue there.
I'm gonna guess you know this one, so I'll just say mine first, so that so you can just have it be correct. I went with 216.
216.
Yeah.
What? 2920.
2920 is correct. Lotus, you were off by order of magnitude by like 10 times.
And now I remember the story that clearly went to. So.
Yeah. Because you said book robots when you said something about the year.
All of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. It was in the book, the end of the first era.
All right. So Eremethius gets the points. What are we up to now? What are the totals?
I have 200.
200. Man, this is close. All right. All right. Question number six. How many opponents must you kill in ESO's battlegrounds to gain the title of Bloodletter?
This is an achievement question, so Lotus will know this one down pat.
That is correct.
I told you this is going to go back and forth. Yeah. Like, one of you is going to have, you know, more of an advantage on some. The other's going to have more advantage on the others.
You did a good job with diversity so far.
Yeah.
This is all over the place.
All right. Eremethius, do you want to guess first?
Yep. 15 is my guess.
15. Lotus?
It's 1,000.
1,000.
Okay.
I love the differences in guesses. Yeah. That's so good.
Because the title Bloodletter, it sounds like you're just letting off a little bit of blood. So it's yeah. kind of one of those early ones that kind of gets you thinking, ooh, I can do this now.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's the final kill achievement for Battlegrounds. One of my teammates actually has it on 9 different characters.
Oh, wow.
Really likes Battlegrounds.
Yeah, I like Battlegrounds, but I don't like it that much.
Nor do I, and I like Battlegrounds.
Yeah.
All right, next question. According to the UESP's list of Dwemer words and phrases, how many Dwemeris words or phrases do we have known translations for? Again, closest answer without going over. And these are words or translations, combinations of words that turn into a very specific thing.
Okay, so just to use a language from another, to use an example from another language, so get it straight in my head. Balmora is stone forest, but that's not Dwemer. But is that a point? Is Bal 1 and Mora 1? So is Balmora 2?
If they're listed as both knowing Bal and Mora specifically as stone and forest, but if it was like Balmora meant a single word that was stone forest, then that's a phrase that means a word.
All right. Got I was you. Curious on that too. Not that I have an exact answer, but that's just narrowing down how many of these that I need to try to guess at. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thinking. I need to have some thinking music going on. Let's see. Do I have
right? Oh, yeah.
Music?
That's a good point. I'm waiting for the countdown music.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Here.
That's not distracting at all.
It's helping me think.
All right. 3 more seconds. Yeah. 3 more seconds. Just throw out a number.
Yep.
That's, ready to go?
That's totally what I'm going to do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, let's raise them at the same time this time.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. What'd you put?
I have 88.
20.
I love the difference. 33.
Damn. We don't know squat about Dwemer language.
No, because the Dwemer language is unknown or possibly unknowable, at least according to Baladas Demnivani. Touché. That's my excuse and I'm sticking to it.
Well, it worked in this situation.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 8. We get another game focus question. What is the duration in seconds of a max level stamina potion in ESO?
Assuming that you don't have any weird buffs that
no
go
weird
on
buffs
it,
just by okay. default
no passives,
no passive, just default okay. max, like it, like because that would be weird, right? Like everyone
right.
would be a little
like,
bit different.
It's so funny because I always have the passives on mm-hmm. my character, so I'm trying to think of like how mm-hmm. much does that actually change it
by default.
All right,
like if you just had a vanilla character with no other buffs, what is the default amount?
I feel like we buff these things a ton, so I feel like it's way lower than I think it is.
Yeah, and there's also the I'm kind of thinking of the point where you kind of shave it off to the point that the various passives get you to the point where you can keep it up constantly.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I was like, oh man, what does this actually equate to? Like, what do these things normally do? That's all right.
All right, you got your answers down.
All right. Yeah. I mean, it's yep. all right. Best as I got. Yeah. Yep.
Show them.
45 seconds.
I went with 14 seconds.
Wow. 22.4 seconds.
Oh, okay. So it's, I rounded down too much.
Yeah, but you won. You got it.
I did, but I was just curious how much. So I guess the passives are a little less extreme than I thought, but still they do wonders for you. All right. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. One more lore question on this first round. The Khajiiti Pantheon may hold the record for largest number of venerated deities. How many different deity names are listed in the UESP article that we know they venerate? All deities that have been worshipped by the Khajiit. Total number. The wheels are turning. I see,
they are.
I see the clockwork in your own heads. Eremithius is just like listing them all out. He's just like,
if I do that, I know I'm going to forget some.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think that's going to help me. Yeah. I think that's going to actually throw me off.
And they all have, and a lot of them have, you know, the funny cat names.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you say that, and I'm listing them off, and I'm not getting much higher than other pantheons at this point. Like, I can, I know the ones that you don't find in other pantheons, but I can't think of. But they also miss out some,
right?
You know, you come across elsewhere. So,
and this is according to their the article on the UESP. So, some of them may be like barely mentioned one place or another, but they were worshipped at some time. You know, like that kind of thing.
And we're off to the number of them.
Okay. Number of them. Yeah, total number.
I am super all over the map on this one.
Like, maybe it's 7. Maybe it's 103.
It's pretty close.
All right.
All right.
You guys ready?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Throw an answer down. Here we go. All right. Same time?
Sure.
20 for now.
I went with 12.
All right. 25.
Is the correct answer. Crap.
Yeah. Here, get this. Akka.
Yeah.
Alkosh. Okay. Azura. Donbar. I never know how to pronounce some of the words. Boethia or Boethra. Hermora. Yes. Hercene. Eus. Jode. Joan. Kenarthi. Lorkaj. Magris. Mara. Meruns. Mirid Nunda. Namira. Fatimai, Rajin, Riddlethar, Sanguine, Shegaroth, Svendar, Vermina, and Aether.
Yikes. So yeah. I definitely accounted for some of the, like, a couple of the divines and a couple of, like, the Daedric princes. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, it's like, oh, wow, nope, not even close otherwise.
I'm curious about where they bring up Eos, because that's old, that's kind of arena era stuff.
Yeah, that one I did not.
And Akha, I totally forgot to count. I only kind of there's one or two, and I didn't count the Riddhar Riddhartha, but yes,
yeah,
well, interesting.
You got close.
Yeah, I was gonna say you were very close.
Mm.
All right, final question, and this one might be the easiest. So you both might get it right. We'll see. How many steps to High Hrothgar?
In lore or in game?
This is the game reference. This isn't like if you counted all the ones in the game on the way up. It's what is referenced as the number of steps up to High Hrothgar.
Yeah, it varies greatly in game.
Yeah.
This isn't like if you walked up the steps in the game and counted a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
212 in game or whatever it is.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And right. Now I say that, I can't actually remember it in lore. I've slung up a number that I think it is, but
it's so funny. It's one of these ones that's almost so easy. I wonder if I just screwed that up. But yeah. Like at the actual one. So.
Yeah.
All right. Hold them up. Let's see. What'd you get?
The 7,000 steps.
7,008. Yeah, 7,000 was correct.
7,000.
7,000 is correct. So Lotus gets that one. All right. What are the total scores? Where are you guys at?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I apparently have 500 points.
400 points for me.
Oh, so close. Okay, Lotus, you get to start round two. Okay, so round two is a round where each of the questions will be lore or game focused, and we're going to do two lore questions, then two game questions, two lore questions. And of course, some of this varies, you know, some of it is a little bit of both. And Lotus, you will get the first shot at answering the question correctly. And if you get it wrong, then Eremithius can try to steal it from you for half the points. So this question is worth 200 points. And the question is, according to the Pocket Guide to the Empire, what is the name of the largest city in Morrowind, which may have existed before the Dunmer arrived?
Huh.
Pocket Guide to the Empire. Largest city in Morrowind has a name. Think about all the names of the cities that you've been to in Morrowind. Which one is the largest? It also may have existed before the Dunmer arrived.
Well, okay.
Probably by a different name. But
sure. I mean, I'll go with just based on what I'm used to in game. And I'm not sure if that actually relates to the pocket guide of like, oh, this actually just is way overblown size wise in game. Mm-hmm. But I would go with Mournhold.
All right. Let's see. Well, that sound means you are incorrect.
That sound is also amazing.
That's the Wilhelm scream that you hear in like every Star Wars movie and like tons of movies. They sneak it in all sorts of places. All right, Arimithias, you can steal for 100 points. What do you think?
Yeah, that would have been my go-to answer as well. And annoyingly enough, because Mournhold is built on a Dwemer city, that's what I would have gone to.
Right.
And the name of the Dwemer ruins underneath Mournhold is Bamza Shand, but that's obvious. That's obviously not the thing. Unless we're going to unless it's the name of Vardenfell itself, the Dwemer name of that sort of thing, which is something or other shield.
What do you think?
The closest thing I can come to with that is hang on. Oh, when they arrived. I don't know if it was there when they arrived. Oh.
This is the name that it would be known by the Dunmer.
Yep. Okay.
He's really fighting for this one. He's like, I can tie it up. I know I can get this.
No, I don't. No, I'm just fighting among too many possibles. I don't need any
like
of them.
It's
going to
be
right.
Like, okay, it's that place when you say it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to... no, because that was kind of first era, and that was high velocity culture when they arrived, Balissa and all that lot.
Well, we need an answer.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I'm just going to go with with Vardenfell, because I think that's the name of the city of the shield as a Dwemer thing. Then the Dwemer were there before, before the Dukana arrived.
Let's see if you got it right. Nope. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's Almalexia.
Almalexia is Mournhold.
Yeah, is it?
Oh,
I'm Alexia. You're right. Old?
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I went by that. I was going by that name. Well, then you get the points. I'm
retroactively
sorry. I'm sorry. You win. You win. You win. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Derp.
Hooray.
This is why I have co-hosts on my show in order to be like, hey,
we all fact check each other constantly.
You didn't remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Lotus. All right.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. Because the place is a layer cake. It's kind of built on, the Chimer thing is built on a Dwemer thing, which is Bamza Shand, which is in theory built on a Dwemer ruin, if I remember correctly. If you can go kind of all of the layers down in the Elder Scrolls 3. If you go on past the point where you go into the Clockwork City or something, there's a Dwemer ruin underneath that.
Yeah, yeah. See, so that's where the holes in my gameplay knowledge come in. I didn't really play 3. Yeah.
I was waiting for you to say something that totally like blew my mind. You're like, actually, the surface area of Sidonine is like the biggest.
It's like the necropolis. What? Like, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Question 2. This one starts with Arimithias. In the 16 Accords of Madness, Sheogorath challenges Hercene to a battle of beasts. Hercene summons a Daedroth, but Sheogorath wins by summoning what creature?
A hummingbird, if I remember correctly.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Fus Rhoda!
All right. Fus Rhoda, yes.
I love that story.
In the story, it's called a tiny, colorful bird, which a hummingbird would be a tiny, colorful bird.
Yeah, so. I was going to say, if you didn't get it with a hummingbird, I was going to ask if I could go super vague and just be like, a bird.
A bird. No, I'll give it to you. Yeah. Hummingbird is close enough. I mean, it's like, cool. Hummingbirds are tiny, colorful birds. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, going back to Lotus. Here we go. In the game Daggerfall, which I know you've played...
I have. Orcs one I haven't beaten, though.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Orcs were not yet a playable race, right? The game has 8 playable races to choose from at character creation, yet has 10 playable races total. What are those 2 other playable races?
Oh, why do I don't remember this at all. All right, so... Wow. I don't think I'm going to get this.
A puzzle.
There's two others that are not part of the original eight that you can play?
There's two races that you can play as, but you do not create them in character creation. And they count in the game as races in the code.
Oh. That, so they're non-player character races.
You can play as them. There are ways to be them.
Oh.
All right. So I feel like I'm either overthinking or wildly underthinking what this should be. Is this, well, those aren't really races. Those are formations. Cause I was going to say, it's not referring to being a werebeast or a vampire as a race. Is it?
It depends on what the game classifies things.
Then I will say a werewolf and a vampire based on some weird thing that they're going to count in code as race, because I know you can do that in that game.
All right, so final answer?
Yeah, I'll go with that.
First brother!
All right.
Yeah, you're correct.
Interesting.
Yes.
I never would have guessed just outright that those would qualify as a race, mm-hmm. since later in the series it's, you know, you just turn yep. it, but code wise I guess that
code wise and at the time of Daggerfall there was Lycanthrope and Vampire were both coded as races. You just couldn't choose them as a playable race at the beginning of the game.
It's a simpler code base.
I mean, it makes sense when you think of it from coding, because coding is a nightmare. So
coding is a nightmare.
Simplify that. So that's fascinating.
All right.
Also, Imperials didn't exist as a playable race either.
Yep. Not yet. So, they didn't count yet.
Yeah.
It kind of annoys me that they do, because Imperials are technically two races anyway. Or two cultures. But
yeah.
Right.
And there's a few throughout the games that get definitely kind of dicey or weird when they are or aren't included.
True. True story. All right. Mm. So that's 200 points to you. What are we at now? 900 and
600 for me.
600. All right. So back to Arimathias. All right. Here we go. During the yearly Witches Festival event in ESO, what is the name of the bucket you collect, which contains items that many witches and warlocks would find of interest? In game, it's considered a bucket. And I'm putting that in quotes.
Is it something as simple? I have no real idea, but is it something as simple as the Witch Mother's Cauldron?
Is that your final answer?
Yes. It's my only possible stab at an answer.
All right. No, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Never gets old.
All right, Lotus. Can
it's
you steal
a plunder
this one?
Skull.
It is a plunder skull.
Oh.
That is correct.
Which makes sense, because they look like little buckets.
They look like little buckets. They're little bucket souls.
They actually look more like toys than an actual.
Sorry, I was taking it like, oh, is this some item you need to get to go and carry around and put stuff in and collect?
What? That's exactly the thing you're ripping the stuff out of.
Out of. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Here we go. Back to Lotus. Nernroot is a rare plant that grows near water, recognized by a low hum and a greenish bluish leaves. However, this is not the original color of these plants. What color were they originally before being mutated by the Sun's Death event in the first era 668?
Oh, weird.
Weird lore.
Okay. Well, I'm going to. So I've literally never even heard of this. So I'm going to just base this on the idea of Nernroot that never see the sun. So the ones you see in Blackreach Caverns, mm-hmm. I'm wondering if Crimson Nernroot is supposed to be their base color, since they would never have seen the sun. Logic would dictate maybe that's what their normal color is until they're surface bound.
Interesting theory. Crimson? Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I'll go with Crimson.
No, I'm sorry. That is not correct.
Oh,
Arimathias.
That would have been my thing as well, because I was thinking about Sirion's journal in the Elder Scrolls V, right. Which also was saying things about Crimson Nernroot.
Yeah, and he was on the search for it in 4 when he was alive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Spoilers for a game that's comically old.
Well, if it's not crimson, then you're gonna go with a different color. Yeah. It's different than greenish or bluish, so it's not those.
Okay.
Eliminating colors on the spectrum.
I'm just kind of reiterating what we've already
absolutely
determined. So.
I'm gonna go with I have no memory of this at all. So I'm just gonna go with something like gold. Just throw a color out there.
All right, gold. Is that your final answer?
Yes, if that's the case. So,
first brother.
You're correct. So yellow. Yellow and gold are the same color.
Yeah.
So yes, yellow. They were originally yellow.
Weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird stuff. All right, back to Eremithius. Chance for that was 100 points to you because you stole it.
Yep.
Another 200 point chance here. I think you might get this one. We'll see. What was the sun's death event?
The sun's death event was the eruption of Red Mountain that was oh, it had another name from the by the Nords, but I can't remember. It's something like snows something or other. I would also argue that it was also potentially attributed to the Battle of Red Mountain, which would place it in the 700th year of the first era rather than 688.
All right, is that your final answer?
It was an eruption of Red Mountain. Yes.
First brother.
You are correct. Yes, and the beginning of the year of winter in summer.
Would be another winter and summer. That's another the phrase. One. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, and although the dates are for many things are contested, but yes, that when you talk about the sun's death, that is typically what they're referring to. So very good, 200 points. Are you caught up? Is this seems like it's getting close?
Yeah, we seem very close.
I am now on. If I can get my maths straight, 900.
Okay, and I'm 1,000.
So. 1,000. We only 100 points away here.
Yep.
All right. Back to Lotus. Lotus. In ESO's Dark Brotherhood DLC, there is a book containing a cryptic list of assassination targets called a Litany of what?
Blood.
Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Brother!
You got that one. You nailed that one. Like you like walked up and you're like pointed at the you know.
It's because you have to go through the Litany of Blood to get an achievement in ESO.
Oh, it's because of the achievement.
Again, back to that achievement hunting habit.
That's what it is. I thought maybe it was vague enough that you'd be like, what was it again? Because most of the time you don't go back there and look at it, right?
I spent a lot of time having to read that book and try to decipher who the hell I was supposed to kill.
yeah, that's true. All right, 200 points to you. Back to Eremithius. In ESO, a max level crafted health potion is called an essence of health. A level 21 health potion is called an effusion of health. A level 12 health potion is called a serum of health. What is a level 1 health potion called?
We don't spend very much time at level 1.
In fact, yeah, I think you even start the game now at like level 2 or 3.
Sip of health.
Is that your final answer?
Sip of health, yes.
First brother!
Very good. Yes, sip of health. Yes.
It's so funny because all I could picture, if you had asked, like, what's a level like 30 potion? It's like, can't even remember ever making one of those.
Yeah, I was thinking go for one of the later ones right by the point where it gets to essence, and yeah, I would just know.
Like, yeah, just is it
a dram? Is it an infusion? Where do those kind of blur?
Like, what am I?
Yeah,
doing?
That's why I went with the first one because there's a little bit of a chance that you may remember that.
Yeah,
but never have used it. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah, they kind of clutter up your inventory like nothing else if you're leveling during an event.
Yeah. All right, back to Lotus. Lotus, we've got another 200-point question. That was 200 points for you, Eremithius. So, Lotus, what is the name of the, quote, longest dragon break ever known, which some argue may have just been a timeline error?
Isn't that the period of time during the, like, Alessian revolt / Alessian dynasty there? I don't know if there's a more specific name that I should be using.
There is a specific name for it.
All right, let's see if I can actually pull up the specific name, yeah, because I know it's like
whether you're right or not, there is a specific name for it. And yeah, that's what we need.
Yeah, the 1,000-year chunk of time there that I am spacing real hard on the name here. You know what? I'll just say it for the sake of not dragging it out while I try to like pinpoint it exact. I'll say it's the time of the Alesian Rebellion.
Is final that, answer?
Yeah, I'll go with that because I know it's around. Well, I think it's around that time period, so I'll go with the actual Alesian Rebellion.
No,
unfortunate.
No, that's not it. Eurymythius, you get to steal.
Nope. It was done. It was after the Alesian Rebellion, with the formation of the Alesian Order, and the name of the Dragonbreak itself is the Middle Dawn. Lasted for 1,008 years.
There it is. Yeah, that's
final answer.
Middle Dawn.
First Brother.
You're correct. The Middle Dawn. Yeah, that was the answer we were looking for. You're close. Yeah. You're close.
Well, that was yeah, why I was like, I know it revolved around that with 1,000 years wrong, but I was like, oh God, what came after the rebellion? What was the name that they had for that section? It's like, there
and
it is.
It's also confusing because that if anywhere is just called the Dragonbreak, the Middle Dawn is what they're referring
right.
to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
but yeah, the Middle Dawn is the name that differentiates it for any other Dragonbreak. All right, back to Eurymythius. Final question of the second section of the game here. We're coming up on the final round. So this question is for you, another 200-point chance. Some marshborn Argonians are able to wield a unique type of magic called what?
Oh, I haven't got around to playing Marshmallow yet, which is dreadful, but no. I legitimately have no clue.
No clue, no guesses? Yeah, yeah. Unique type of magic. Marshborn Argonians are able to wield a unique type of
Marshborn
magic.
No, not even any guesses. I couldn't even close.
All right. Final answer, no guess.
No guess.
Yay, we still get the sound effect.
Get the sound effect. Lotus, what do you think?
So I have a guess, but I'm pretty sure it's wrong, and it's just based on the grave stakes holding down the dead so the parasites don't basically turn them into shambling zombies. But for some reason, I thought it had something to do with bog magic or something weird like that. So I don't think that's the name for it specifically, but it's the closest thing I could come up with to the magic to hold them down. So I'll just say bog magic.
Bog magic, final answer?
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Hist magic.
Wow, it's that generic?
What?
Yeah, that's
a thing.
I thought that was too simplistic. I thought it was more refined than that. Just like, yes, it is hist magic.
Yeah.
How unfortunate.
That's a thing.
Although, is it technically the Argonians doing it, or is it the hist themselves?
That's a good question.
I argue the hist are way more ominous than we let on.
Yes.
Probably so. All right. So, at the conclusion of round two, how many points do you each have? What are we up to?
I have 1,200, I guess.
1,200?
And yes.
1,200.
1,200 and 1,200.
I was going to say, that seems like we should have the same score.
Up. Wow. Yep. Wow. Congratulations. That's really cool. Okay. So round three, in this round, each contestant will be given a topic and will secretly write down how many points they wish to wager.
Oh boy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You get the same topic, but there's two questions. Okay. The contestant with the most points currently will get to choose a lore question or a game question, but we don't have a contestant with the most points.
Question first before we kick off.
Yes.
Can we wager points we don't have?
No.
Can we go into negatives?
No.
Yeah.
I wager 2 billion points.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
Nope.
Nope. You got to wager points that you have. Okay. So because it's tied up, we're going to do both questions. And so I'm not going to tell you which question. One of these is more of a lore question. One of them is more of a gameplay question. I'm not going to tell you which is which. I will tell you that both questions have something to do with dragon shouts.
Okay.
All right. So for question one, you can wager up to your total amount of points. For question two, you can wager up to the total amount of points. You don't know how many points are in which question is which is more of a lore, which is more of a game question. So you're just going to have to choose how much you wager for each of them. So we're modifying the rules because we're at a tie.
Yeah, because we're... All right.
All right, so question one, put down some number of points. Question two, put down some number of points up to your total. All right, you guys ready to go?
I am.
Okay, now you're going to write down the answers so you don't influence each other because you're answering just at the same time, and then we'll show them, okay? So... Question number one, final question number one. Fus Roda is probably the most well-known of the dragon shouts from The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Translated, Fus stands for force, Ro stands for balance. What does Da stand for?
This is bothersome that I don't know this. It's the top of my head. Like, this should just be instant.
Yeah.
This isn't distracting, is it?
No, it's very helpful.
All good.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. You guys good?
Sure.
All right. Ready to show your answers?
Yeah, all right.
Sure, why not?
Seems fine.
Yep.
Do it. It's good. All right, hold up all your right. answers. What do you got?
So I didn't have a good answer, so I made a dragon frowny face.
Dragon frowny face. No, dragon breath. Frowny face is not correct. Breath.
Which I'm pretty certain it's not now I think about it, because it's the middle word for something for another shout. But
yeah, neither of those are correct. I'm sorry. How many points did you both lose on that round? How many did you wager for the first question? You're wagering something for the first question and then something else for the second question, right?
Yeah.
How many did you wager for the first question?
Mine are both next to each other if I hold up this piece of paper. So it will give away.
That's fine. Just tell us.
Okay. But nothing.
You wagered nothing. Okay.
I can confirm afterwards because I've got them written next to each other.
That's fine.
Yeah. Whereas I put 100 points on the line. 100 points.
So you're down 100 points. So it's 11 to 12. Or 11 to 12, because cameras are backwards.
I feel like the safe bet might just be not wagering anything, given our performance so far. So Lotus has done the smart gambling thing and not bet at all.
All right, final question. This is question two. No changing your wagers at this point. So dragon shouts can be very powerful in The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Some even have secondary benefits. For example, when maxed out, Fus Roda applies Disintegrate and Ragdoll along with pushing your enemies. So from a game standpoint, it actually applies these other effects.
Mm-hmm. Ragdoll, best in slot.
Yeah, great, right? Which dragon shout gives you the secondary benefit of being able to catch incoming arrows? Lotus is like,
That's an ability?
Yeah.
Wow. I want to know why I squandered 2,000 hours in Skyrim not using that.
I know, right? It sounds awesome.
Mm-hmm. I have a guess. Well, something that sounds like it should let you do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, you guys both have your answers down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how much did you wager first? Lotus, how much did you wager? You're in the lead.
So it's real easy to do with mine because it was zero for both.
Zero for both. Got it. Okay. So mine was zero. And yours?
200 for this one.
200. Okay. So you might win by 100 points.
Yeah. You could pull this off.
You could pull this off.
Yeah.
It's coming down to the wire. All right. Let's go to Lotus because Lotus is the most, like, it's not going to really matter if he gets it right or not because he wagered zero. Lotus, what did you put?
It's not because I also didn't have an answer for this. I can.
Oh, that's so sad. You took so many arrows to the knee.
Maybe I'm just very good at taking the arrows to the knee because I never catch them. That's the problem.
That's fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I cannot fathom a shout that would do that.
No idea. Any shout that would do that. Okay. Arimithias, you said you had kind of an idea here, something that might allow you to do that.
My initial thought was slow time, but I can't remember whether there's one that explicitly allows you to deflect missiles as well. But slow time is what I wrote down.
Okay, slow time. That's your final answer?
That could make sense.
Yeah.
Let's find out. I have to do the game show thing where I have to wait till the sound effect happens. And keep waiting.
First brother!
You're correct.
Yes. Wow.
Congratulations. Yes.
Very nice. That totally makes sense now that you say it as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you slow time, there's a secondary benefit that as the arrow's coming at you slow enough, you can actually click on it as if it's an object you can pick up. So you can actually grab it out of the.
That's really cool.
Yeah, out of the sky.
That's what I get for never using slow time.
There you go. All right.
Fascinating.
So Eremithius wins.
Yes.
By 100 points.
100 points.
100
points. Nice. Congrats.
Woo, thank you.
Total score, what, 1,300? Total score?
Yeah.
That is awesome. Man, and we wrapped it up right in time. We're coming up on the end of the game. Congratulations, Eremithius.
Yay, and we get festive music. Can we get a music scream for good measure? Perfect.
Yeah, there you go.
Love it.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. You are the winner. We're going to have a rematch at some point. What do you guys think?
Right? That was
Fun.
That was really close. That was good.
And also not having the ability to research before you discuss a topic. It's amazing how much of this stuff that you don't retain until you relook it back up. And then it's like, oh yeah, this is obvious. Like this is this. And these are when you have to just do it unprompted, when we didn't really get any background knowledge as to what this would be about other than Elder Scrolls.
It's only this little topic here, just like anything in this little topic.
Being able to condense it down, like before we do a show or something, it's like, oh yeah, this is a given, like, oh yeah, clearly this or whatever the topic may
be. I can remember that Amalexi and Mournhole are the same place. I'm not going to live that one down. I'm going to get messages. People are going to be like, you host a lore show? Like, you try and host a freaking lore show about the Elder Scrolls and try to remember everything on the spot. Yeah.
But it's the bigger things are also the easier to remember ones, because as much as my show is about the kind of the deep lore as such and the larger topics, that you can deal with those in kind of broader strokes, like going into the historical details and precisely what sort of techniques we used to tan leather in Morrowind in the second era isn't something that's going to come up anywhere near as much as people talking about. So what is Chim and all the rest of it?
Exactly.
But those little details are all there, and so if you can just pluck any random thing from the lore and just build stuff with it, that's also great. And I really like that ESO has been doing that sort of thing a bit more lately, like the little tidbits in the antiquities, the little nuggets that they could put in is exactly that sort of stuff that you're kind of going to read once, forget, but it actually tells you an awful lot about certain things.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Then they do callbacks to so many things based on other random things, where it's like playing through all the old games, a lot of times it's like, did I just pickpocket the quest item from Shadow Key that I used to align like shadow magic? Like, what? Why is that in somebody's pocket?
Somebody just had it. I don't know what
just
this is.
My
grandma had this in her house. I just kind of picked it up. I didn't know what it was. Yeah. Well, guys, let's wrap this up. Let's go back to Eremithius. Feel free to share things that people can check out that you've been doing or ways to get a hold of you.
Sure. I host the Written in Uncertainty podcast, where I basically pick a topic area or a concept and just go through all the sources and all the theories that I can about that particular thing, so that you can find that in any decent podcatcher. Written in Uncertainty. There's also the website at writteninuncertainty.com, where you can find transcripts of most of the episodes, apart from the ones that I just do off the top of my head. And I'm on Twitter at Eremithius, and you can find most of the stuff at the show's website, including links to the Written in Uncertainty Discord.
Awesome.
And you'll probably find me somewhere in most Elder Scrolls communities ever and anon.
Yeah, you pop into all sorts of places and chime in and stuff.
Absolutely.
Thank you for joining us. It's been a while since we've had you on the show. We need to have you actually back for a regular episode sometime soon. That would be awesome.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's always a little bit hard scheduling things across time zones, but we'll figure it out sometime.
Yep.
All right. And Lotus, what do you have going on, and how can people get a hold of you?
I'm pretty easy to get a hold of if you need me. I'm the Lotus of Doom on Twitch as a streamer. I go through current stuff, but I as of late have been going through the older Elder Scrolls games in the series, generally poorly, as I do not look up the mechanics or how they are played. So
lots of murder and human suffering, if anybody's into that.
Really? Yeah, I'm not good at them when I need to figure them out on the fly. And it goes back. I started with Arena and we're just progressing through so that I can, in the end, ideally be able to complete all of them. But yeah, so I'm Lotus of Doom on Twitch. I'm on Twitter as well for social media side of things. And also I am a host of the Tales of Tamriel podcast, which is kind of a conversational podcast about all the Elder Scrolls games with an emphasis on ESO, as it's the most prevalent current version of an Elder Scrolls game, to say. And we're over at the Dungeon Crawler Network. You can find us on any podcatcher or YouTube. And then I'm also a host on the Elder Scrolls Lorecast with you over at Robots Radio. So I figure you're better at your own promo than I am, but I'm over joining you each week.
Yeah. Lotus and I get together every week and we talk about all sorts of different topics, and usually from a more introductory standpoint. We get a little bit deep on some of them, but if you want the really deep stuff, go check out Arimathias. If you want the
and another one, and another one to check out, which is on hiatus at the moment, so I forgot. I'm also a regular participant on the Selectives Lorecast, which is it's a round table where we go as deep as we can on any given topic or of an evening.
Yeah, there you go. And so, our show, The Elder Scrolls Lorecast, is we pick a topic every week. We've recently gone back through the Divines. We've hit all the Divines. We are now on we're going through all the wacky and weird lore and theories. We're kind of on going through that stuff and
spicy takes.
Giving some thought takes on that stuff, some crazy things. But we've got a lot of episodes. Lots of different stuff for you guys to check. A big backlog of all sorts of different things, from the Daedra to the different emperors and all sorts of different stuff. So go check that out. It's available on podcatchers and on the Robots Radio YouTube channel. If you want to find anything else I'm doing, I love the Bethesda games. I do the Fallout Lorecast. I do a bunch of other lore podcasts. And I also run the Robots Radio Network. So robotsradio.net for lots of awesome video game podcasts. We have so many shows that do really well at this point. We've got like regularly 6 or 7 that show up in the top 200 and a good 4 of them that show up in the top 100 gaming podcasts. So lots of great content, really good hosts, really smart stuff. So I recommend going checking out everybody's shows if you want stuff to listen to or watch. And thank you again to QuakeCon for having us. This has been super fun. And if you have any questions or want to get a hold of us, I'm at robots_radio on Twitter, and you're always welcome to join us on the Robots Radio Discord. And I'd love to hear if any of you guys beat our experts on the points without Googling. No Googling at home. It's right out. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Thanks. Thank you, contestants. Congratulations, Arimathias, on the win. And hopefully we'll see you around next time. All right. Bye, everybody.
Yes. See you later.
Bye.